Hey, Downey, this is Horacio Ortiz, your councilman from District 1, and you're here watching and you're listening to Talking Downey with Horacio and...
Eric. Mario's not here today.
I know, right? It feels a little weird, like, getting into... Weird.
But we're actually very relaxed and we're having fun. I'm happy to be back because I've been away. I stepped away from the podcast. Mario's been doing it.
Yes.
But he's traveling. Where is it? He's in France.
He's in Europe, right? So somewhere in Europe, yeah. He was in Paris. I think I saw him. Yeah.
That's right. So well-deserved vacation. So I'm here. You're here. It takes two of us to fill in for him.
I thank you for filling in. I actually asked you and I was like, who do I ask? And, I feel very comfortable in having conversation dialogue with you. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Same here. I'm excited. When he asked me, of course I said yes. And I didn't bring a copy of it with me, but you're on the cover of a magazine.
Yes.
Downey Magazine.
Thank you. That was such a great article. It was a great surprise. I was in vacation for Easter break, meeting some family, and I got that article sent to me, the online article.
Right.
And you know what? It's just... And an honor. Thank you so much. It was such a great, great article, and I appreciate it. All the kind words.
Well, the article, the focus of it was how you're the future of Downey, which is true, and a lot of people are putting their confidence in you, because you're up for re-election, of course. So, but conceivably, you could be here for a long, long time.
9 years.
9 years.
Yeah, four and plus this year. So, hasn't been done in Downey, right? This is the first one. Me and Dorothy will be the first.
Right.
And so, it's just, that was a great opening and opportunity to get to know who I am, what I'm running on. And it's, a lot of people do mention, the future of Downey. And I hope that I open that possibility to other people that want to get involved and don't shy away from service to our community. So that's
my idea. It's the future of Downey, but it's the current. It's what's happening. It's the present of Downey. Mm-hmm. You look around, Downey's been changing, for the past couple of years, and change is happening, whether you
like it or not. Yeah. And it's a matter of if you want to fight the current or if you, go with the flow and kind of mold what's going on with what you're trying to, bring into our community. So a lot is going to happen, and it's, things are just coming up every single time. And so a matter of how are we going to manage these situations? So,
Well, you're going to have a busy summer because you're going to be running for re-election.
Yeah.
And so it's almost here.
Shout out to Claudia, Hector, and Mario, who, got 4 years to prepare themselves. But me and Dorothy have to run this coming election. And Dorothy is running, I am running. So it's, that's going to be no surprise to that. Yeah.
So I want to talk to you a little bit, Horacio, about this past city council meeting. A lot of people were there to protest or voice concerns over a proposed affordable housing development
that
St. Mark's wants to do. It's so very early in the stages. We don't have very many details, but people are upset. Now, with the understanding that you don't have really many details, you don't have inside information, is there anything that you can speak on about regarding the project?
You know what? This came to surprise for all our council members as well as staff. So the information that the community knows is what we know. And so I think our Claudia Frumenta, who's in her district, and our city manager both said it well, that the way that this was handled was not so appropriate because the way we found out as a council, we got a screenshot from residents of this specific meeting of that Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. And so immediately we all acted and we sent a letter to Roger and he's like, staff doesn't know anything about it. So I think it's in early development. There's nothing turned into our staff or our community development director. So, everything the community knows is what we know.
Right.
It came out of left wing and none of us attended the meeting. We weren't given an invitation. A couple of residents reached out to us via text, sent us videos of how the meeting went. It was not to, the way they were expecting. But if I can give any community residents some solace or some comfort is it's first is it's early development. There's nothing going on. There's mm-hmm. nothing yet going on. But there's many conditions that they have to meet before they even start. So I don't know how far they will go for this type of development. And I think that's the only thing I could say in regards to that, because we've been having discussions in regards to that. So that's as much as we know so far, too.
We're just gonna wait and see. You know, people, I think, understandably have concerns and they have questions. You know, if I lived there, I would have questions and concerns.
It's 60 units.
60 units.
It's in a very congested area. That whole area is full of mm-hmm. Apartment complexes and some housing. It's a pretty big red flag.
Yeah. Now, I this is my opinion. We need to be a community that is part of the solution. Mm-hmm. And we need to be helping people. We can't just get upset about homelessness and you know, the crisis that we have going on, but not offer solutions. So I'm not opposed personally to the idea of these type of units. I think we need them, but we need to be strategic in where they're located.
Yeah.
And I think it probably makes more sense like having in a location where they're closer maybe to public transit.
Yeah.
Or other kind of services, you know.
I think a resident said something pretty great and kind of a common ground between both sides. It's just like, we're not for it. Let's move on to be mm-hmm. a community that helps, you know, at least youth. A lot of people forget that they were trying to do these housing for disadvantaged youth, mm-hmm. Which we all want to help and everything. But it's just a matter of how many units, maybe reduce it, be it more of several units, how we can help these young teens move up from where they're at. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I think you're right. It's just not the right location. Maybe figure out somewhere else where they can do that. Mm-hmm. We'll see where they go with this project. Mm-hmm. I honestly, when I was watching the meeting, I don't know how they were there, the St. Mark's mm-hmm. representatives. I don't know how they took about the conversation and the dialogue that much of the residents that went there mm-hmm. Were opposed. And there were a lot of people that they filled up. They moved from one location to another because it was a big mm-hmm. turnout. And so we'll see.
They seem very surprised that people yeah. were opposed to it, for sure.
I think it was just a matter of like how they handled it. I mm-hmm. think if they did not mention straightforward what they wanted to propose and maybe have a dialogue, hey, we're interested in specific housing, please join us in this. I think it was just the letter was just too. Right.
Yeah, for sure. Horacio, this isn't necessarily city council related, but in the news recently, it was last week, there was a mural over on yeah. Downey 4th that was taken down. There's a story in the Downey Patriot. The mural was painted last October honoring a little girl who passed away. It had dragons, a very positive message.
Positive message, yeah, I saw
that. It was taken down by the property owner over the weekend. And it seemed like it might get replaced, you know, it might get repainted somewhere else. Had you seen the mural? Did you have
I did see the mural. Did you like it? I did like it. And mm-hmm. it's unfortunate that it went from one day to another, mm-hmm. they just took the mural down, you right. know. And we're doing a lot of things to promote art. And that was a great mural for a great cause for, you know, uh-huh. and it's unfortunate that from one day to another, they just took it down. We are going to, I know we're right now working on the parking structure mural, mm-hmm. The temple, we're going to have a new mural there. It was just, it's unfortunate that we took off that specific mural, mm-hmm. That was for a good reason, you know, yeah. nice little
it's
gesture.
Tough. I mean, it's private property, so we should be. We want to mention it is private property, so we can't tell people what to do with
it. I asked Roger to ask the reason why he took it down. Yeah. So we'll see the response. I'm sure he got a lot of yeah. you know responses to why.
Do you support, in generally speaking, public art? Are you a fan? Not everybody is. Do you like public art?
I like public art, and I actually I'm part of the downtown subcommittee for mm-hmm. council, and we actually had a discussion on that. I do support it. But one thing is a good balance between art mm-hmm. and murals with other aspects. So I recommended that I know we're going to have a lot of murals around downtown Downey, mm-hmm. but balance it out with a little bit of greenery, trees. Mm-hmm. So just so it doesn't look too much. There might be too much art and right. and it might look too offset. So might as well a little balance between trees, plants. So it's a good accumulation of two different things.
Sure. You know what we need in downtown Downey is, I don't know how we do it, but like a little pocket park or something for when people are walking their dogs. There's a place for the dogs, you know, to go to a restroom. I don't know where it would go or how to do it, but just, I'm speaking as a resident of downtown Downey. That would be nice to have eventually.
No, that would be great. Yeah. I don't think we have a lot of Downey areas where people can just walk from mm-hmm. one to another, and right. it's just so divided. Even the promenade, I always said, it's just so, that was a missed opportunity right there.
Don't get me started on the
promenade. Oh my God. I don't know what council was there for that approval.
Was Mario on the council?
Well, we'll see. Mario, we have some talking to do. But I think that was just a missed opportunity. And I'm hoping when bigger projects like that come mm-hmm. in front of us, that we take that into consideration. Uh-huh. More of a multi-communal areas where people can walk from one restaurant to another or to the theaters and uh-huh. not feared of getting ran over by a car or something.
Right. It should be a walkable community. Yeah. Horacio, something else in the news, not just in Downey, but the 99 cent stores are closing.
I know. Everywhere. Everywhere.
They're closing. Downey has one.
But I want to tell you, like, it's California is not cheap. And now with the minimum wage going up and everything, it's not so few. I remember it was 99 cent store, but it mm-hmm. no longer was 99 cent no, store. It's 99
and up.
An up and store. Up, yeah. So I understand maybe it wasn't an ideal, you know, business plan, but once that was announced, I see several businesses that are trying to save the 99 up store. Right. So right. it's just, I receive those news and a lot of people are like, oh my God, that's a good, you know, place to buy a lot of, you know, stuff. And yeah, I don't know what's going to go on in that area right now, but
that Downey location would be a good place for a
Trader Joe's. Or maybe you said it. You know what? It's right next to a school. It's a prime location. Yeah. I can honestly say Trader Joe's is not going to move there. The parking is just terrible. Right. But
it's a good
opportunity. Yeah. Right. So one thing I've been working with staff is let's be more proactive in reaching out to different mm-hmm. businesses that we're interested. And luckily we just hired our economic development director. So mm-hmm. Working with him and our city manager, we can make sure that we advertise our community because there's a lot of vacant lots and a lot of opportunities in our community. So we're just a matter of how we can continue doing that.
That 99 cent store in Downey, I went there a couple of days ago just to kind of, you know, check it out and say goodbye. It's such a big store.
A huge.
It's deep in there. So you go in there. So I don't know what. I've tried thinking of stores that can, you know, with similar sizes. I don't know. It's tough because also there's not a lot of parking either. Mm-mm. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what goes on.
See what we can bring in. Because I was thinking, like, what other business wants to come in here? I know I've been asking for Dutch Bros. Mm, maybe that'd be a good location for kids. Because it's a location right next to Warren.
Right.
So what is something that's a good balance for the community, the students? Mm-hmm. And because I want to make sure that you figure out what is going to be good in that specific location for both, you know.
Right.
So students are going to go there.
Sure.
So
it's interesting because, you know, you mentioned other locations, especially on Firestone. There's so many. Oh, there's a few really prime locations for places, you know. I'm thinking of the former Big Lots, you know, and that's big place, you know, the former pharmacies. There's opportunities.
There's a lot of, I can tell you something. I can't get too much involved or mm-hmm. say a lot of things, but what I can say is the staff is working really hard, specifically in Big Lots, for a big project. But there's a cut of some roadblocks and bumps that we're trying to go and work things out. But we have a good idea for that location. Ew. So it's just a matter of how can we work with other entities that are in charge of properties around that area and how we can bring in a specific business to that.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
So I know this is something interesting and good.
Staff is working really hard to really reach out. So I give props to everybody. So getting a lot of information, a lot of input, and working along with other entities, how we can improve certain areas. So certain businesses are in entice it for their enticing mm-hmm. to come here.
Got it. You're going to keep us hanging.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I get it.
Yes.
But that's such a good location, that one specifically.
Yes.
Firestone, across from the mall. Or not the mall, but next door
near,
to Dunkin' Donut. Near the mall. Well, good. So, we'll keep an eye out.
Yes.
See what's going on.
But, you know, in government, everybody, there's always – you push one foot forward and then it's months afterwards. It's not just us, but other people, you know, so right. a matter of getting responses back.
And that's how government works. It's slow. It's just really slow. Anything else interesting happened at the council meeting on Tuesday?
It's the same group of people that are coming. I know there's some people during our public comments that discussed, you know, the Pride flag, another group of people that talked about the war in Gaza. I'm proud that this last meeting, we started this new program for streetlights, which is great addition to our quality of life in our community. When I was door knocking, me and Dorothy, we came in together to discuss this common issue that we face, and streetlights is one of those. It was eye-opening to know that we only own about 2,400 streetlights, mm-hmm. and the rest are Edison, about like 4,000 or 5,000, if I'm not mistaken. And there, at least in my district, there's a lot of dark areas, and it's unfortunate that majority of our residents, the current policies that we had, that they had to fork over $5,000 for a street pole, that they would be split in 5 years, you know? So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we had to pay for, if we wanted to install a streetlight, mm-hmm. you're my neighbor, I petition, we have to get your signature, our neighbor's signature, and get 2/3 of our community, and then we pay the $5,000 for...
When you say we, the residents?
The residents. Plus whatever fee afterwards for the upkeep of that. And so it's just interesting that now, with this new program, we're setting aside $50,000 from our fund to initiate this program so that we, as a city, get the costs first. And then it's just a matter of, would the residents need it, get the signatures, and then from there... the staff will go out and see if it's necessary to have streetlights right there.
Do you hear that often from residents wanting more lights?
More lights. At least in my district, I had. Sure, and it was when I was door knocking, at least that time, it was getting dark by 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it was just so dangerous. And I remember telling my walkers and my friends that walk with me, walk together in the same street, wait for us, because if you take a turn or something like that, we just get lost. So. Yeah. I tried to go yesterday to a resident that specifically asked for a street light, and so she wasn't home, but I'm gonna go later today after this to speak to her and like say, hey, I'm delivering, we got a program, this is a great opportunity. I just feel like our residents are paying too much already.
Sure.
It's our responsibility for this type of services. Mm-hmm. So
it's a safety issue.
It is, and it's making sure you feel safe, you can walk. A lot of people nowadays say they don't feel comfortable walking down the street, you know, so.
Well, already we don't really have sidewalks on many of our streets. So we're walking in the street in the middle anyways because we have to.
And that's another thing. I asked staff to see if there's some areas we can add sidewalks, because kids are walking in the middle of the street. There's cars driving by, and then we have an issue with fast cars driving fast. Mm-hmm. So it's just I'm hoping this can be another layer of protection for our kids and our families walking in our streets. So it's a good program right there.
Yeah. Rossio, this was fun.
Well, thank you, Eric. I really appreciate it.
You know, before we sign off, I want to selfishly give a little shout out. April 21st, Downtown Downey is having a spring festival. It's going to be on the corner of Lorena and 2nd, where the farmer's market is.
Yes.
Petting zoo, train rides, pony rides. It's free right now. There's a limited number of free tickets.
Okay.
It's on Eventbrite. So go on there.
Get your tickets.
Get your tickets. 100% free. It's the first spring festival that we're hosting in downtown.
Wow. Excited.
Really excited. If you're in town, I hope you can.
I'll be there. Yes. You'll see me right there.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, thank you. And how do we end this?
How does Mario end this?
Well, thank you for joining us for Talking Downey with Horacio
and Eric.